that. Fold you with your legs back. Switch it like the doggies. Pull your hair, reveal your wig cap. That's the shit I've been on. Bust all on your skin tone. Always on that freak shit. Just call me when your man gone. Steady talking about how you gon' ride it like a pony. I'ma need you to come on over here and show me. Shot a Casamigo, got your body feeling haunted. Checking for your man, cause that nigga leave you lonely. Throw that ass back, let me show you who run it. Pulling out tricks, ain't nobody who done it. We ain't making love, we fucking, you love it. Nothing else on, just a condom in a bucket. Two gone off Patron, she got a man, it don't matter. Back shots got you in the mirror like, ooh, my ass getting fatter. Mind telling you wifey type, but the heart says for the streets though. Don't even bother hitting my line unless you flowing in free code. Bitch.
Alright, you rich motherfuckers. All eyes on me. If you even dare look at anyone else, I'm gonna whoop your ass like it's a slave trade. Start the music.
Bros before hoes, right? You badder than most, right? Million likes on one pose, right? Flew it out and that's goals, right? Pimp shit but no pinky ring. You pimp niggas, that's the crazy thing. LAX catch your red eyes, you hovering over anything. HOE, who you know? Bunch of Hermes bags and a Van Cleef go. Gucci here wetter than an H2O. With an OnlyFans link and a gram bio. Other hoes ain't seeing you and you know it. Cash App, Zelle, Ching Ching and you loaded. Face card never decline, you glowing. Look at you, baby, so fly, you flowing. Hoes left of me, hoes right. Hoes with me the hoes. Whole night, hoe don't gotta be a bad thing. We all got a little hoe inside. Different area codes worth the ludicrous. From the big cities to Wyoming. Love them all but can't lock them down, cause these hoes be hoeing. Oh,
bitches in the club, let me see you dance. 20, 50, 100 Benjis, throw it round. Bad bitches in the club, let me see you dance. 20, 50, 100 Benjis, throw it all around. Bad bitches in the club, let me see you dance. 50s, 100 Benjis, throw it round. Bad bitches in the club, let me see you bounce. 20, 50s, 100 Benjis, throw it all around. Bad bitches in the club, let me see you bounce.
Niggas be fucking everything, but the minute I talk to one or two guys, all of a sudden I'm a hoe. Now fuck that, I'ma use what I got to get what I want, and that's that. Argue with your mama, like fuck that. I don't care about none of these niggas. I'm getting to the money.
What's good? It's your boy Hollywood. This is Hollywood and Friends. Thank you for tuning in. However you're tuning in, I appreciate you. The song you just heard is my song, my first song in like 4 years. It's called HOE. And you can find it anywhere you stream music. Just look up Hollywood, H-O-E, YouTube even. There's a lyric video out on YouTube. Make sure you stream it. Run it up if you like it. But yeah, that was H-O-E by me. And if it's your first time tuning in, what we get into over here is what's hot in these blogs. The stories that might have had us all in the chokehold for the week. What we're going to be chopping it up about this week is Russell Simmons' daughter, Aoki Lee Simmons, was spotted getting cozy with a man that's 44 years her senior. He's 65 years old, I believe he is. Victorio Asaf. He's apparently worth like $250 million. And he's a restaurateur or whatever. And yeah, she was cozied up with him. So it got the people talking. We're going to chop it up about it. What else we talking about? Beyonce is still in the blogs this week for putting out this massive album, Cowboy Carter. We're talking Levi's stock rising. We're talking the sales prediction. There's rumors of another tour possibly. And y'all know she just came off tour. It's a lot going on. Outselling the entire Billboard Hot 100, some wild number like that. But yeah, it's an epic album. It has everybody talking, and we're still talking about it. What else are we talking about? You know, this Diddy investigation thing is still going on. We know we spoke about this a few weeks ago of the FBI raiding his places in Cali and in Florida. So that's still going on. And a lot of people was talking about how none of his friends are speaking out on his behalf. Everybody is like mute Stevie J is the only one that's seemingly by his side, but Diddy may have just found a new supporter to speak out on his behalf. May not be one that he is will be proud to like claim, but R. Kelly from prison has spoken out in support of Diddy, in a sense. He's slamming the investigation. We're going to talk about that as well. And also, if I don't know if you've seen this, but Good Times, there's a reboot that's coming out on Netflix, an animated version of a reboot, and not everybody's on board with it. Someone actually started a petition to get it removed before it even airs. We're going to chop it up about that as well. We're going to kick it off how we always do, and that's with the question of the week. This week's question of the week is, as I pull it up, if you had to be trapped in a TV show for a month, what show would you choose? If you had to be trapped in a TV show for a month, what show would you choose? I'm trying to think. What show would I choose to be trapped into for a month? It got to be something that involves lavish living and money. So, I don't know. I'm drawing a blank right now. Any show that involves lavish living and money, trap me in that for a month. Let me see. Yeah, because all of the shows that I currently watch or like grew up kind of watching, a lot of them are like dangerous situations, I think, or just like, I don't know. They weren't ones that I think I would want to be trapped into. Someone online says A Different World. That's a good one. Someone said Different Strokes. Okay. Different World is I could see that. I probably wouldn't mind A Different World, because I always say, one thing that I regret, I know people say all the time, like, you know, don't have no regrets in life. I can honestly say one regret I have is not having the college experience, the living on campus, the whole dorms, that whole scene. If I could do one thing over, I wouldn't just stop at high school, and I would actually have that college experience. So being on the set of A Different World, trapped in A Different World, it would give me that. So yeah, that's a good one. I agree with that. Like I mentioned, someone said Different Strokes. Okay. Living Single, someone says, okay. Yeah, that could be fun. I could see. Someone said, I would say Stranger Things, but hell nah. I actually thought about Stranger Things. That was one of the first shows that popped in my mind when I read the question of the week. But I was like, yeah, nah, I ain't trying to be in that setting. It would be cool to just like drive by it for like a couple minutes. But yeah, nah, trapped in that for a month, might not make it out. If I get any more responses to the question of the week, I'll read them throughout the later on. I got one more. What's happening? I don't really remember what's happening. I know the show. I know the title. Might even know the cast, but I don't remember it. Rerun. Okay, he's in that one. Okay. Yeah, What's Happening wasn't really one of the shows I watched, like, growing up. But yeah, hit up Instagram.com/Hollywood and Friends. You could comment on the question of the week. Let me know if you had to be trapped in a TV show for a month. What show would you choose? And yeah, I'm going to get ready to get into what's hot in these blogs. Let's kick it off with Aoki Lee Simmons. She was seen on social media getting cozy with a man that is 65 years old. Aoki is 21 years old. And she thought they was on a little private getaway. They in St. Barts, and she's smooching it up with this man who is old enough to be her great grandfather. Yeah. 21 years old. When I first seen this, I was like, nah, I hope y'all have the same energy y'all just had for Drea Michele when she revealed she was pregnant by the basketball player. I'm like, y'all better have the same energy, because what? 65 and 21? Nah. And of course, immediately, I know I'm not the only one that felt this way, is it gotta be the money. Your man's gotta have bank. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. So I looked up who Victoro Asaf is, and he is one of the founders of Sarafina Restaurant Group. He is apparently worth like reportedly over $250 million. So, hey, we all speak about wanting a sugar mama or a sugar daddy. I definitely did a lot of videos on my TikTok where I'm making jokes about I need me a sugar mama, like for real. Like, who wouldn't want somebody to just like splurge on them? People joke all the time, like, but once you have to give them some sugar, things may change. But that's not really an issue for Aoki, because she was smooching it up with your man's on the beach. So she don't mind giving the sugar for the sugar. But yeah, I don't know. This is a little odd. It's definitely a little cringe for a lot of people. What y'all think? Y'all with it? Like the 21-65 gap, we're talking 44 years. When your man's was 43 and 43 going to 44, Kamora Lee Simmons was pregnant with Aoki. Just to put that into perspective, your man's was a full old man living in his career, and his new girlfriend wasn't even born yet. But yikes. Social media, of course, going social media, they pulled up some old videos. There was one of Aoki having a conversation with her dad, Russell Simmons. And I don't know if she was joking or not, but she was basically saying she wanted him to up her allowance at the time or whatever. She like, and if he don't, she's going to get her a sugar daddy. And maybe Russell didn't up the allowance, but here we are. Fast forward a few years later. It got to be a sugar daddy, right? That's the only reason. Got to be. So yeah, so she found her sugar daddy. Some responses from social media. Someone said, sure, both of legal age of consent, but that frontal lobe is not fully developed until 25. I seen someone else say something along those lines of what could they possibly have in common. There was also a video Aoki did where she was on live, and just hearing her refer to him as her boyfriend, I'm just like, that's your damn old man friend. It's not your boyfriend, but I guess, whatever. But yeah, she was referring to him as her boyfriend, and she's like pointing out stores, like, you know, I like Bulgari, I like pointing out all the like name brand stores, and she wants a bracelet from this one, and it's like, I ain't mad at you, because like I said, if I could get me a sugar mama, I probably would. So I'm not mad at you, but it is a little cringe to see. Someone said grand friend. That's funny. Grand friend. Some more responses from social media. Someone said, all the money Russ got, you couldn't start a company. LOL. First thought was sugar daddy. Russell, meaning Russell Simmons. Someone said, it's so weird that y'all are being nicer about this than the Drea and Drake situations. And I mean, Twilight Zone weird. Someone said, I'm a mama in business and tax bracket. Someone said, sugar grampy. That's a first. That's a new term. Sugar grampy. Oh man. Yeah. Someone said, last one I'm gonna read, time to swallow my pride. I'm tired of working. Mood. I feel you. Hey, she's getting it how she get it. And like I said, with the Drea situation, I'm gonna keep that same energy and say, as long as y'all are both adults, that's all that matters. 21 years old, she is an adult. And that's all that really matters at the end of the day. I don't know what they talk about, what they have in common, but get it. get it. Someone said, like, mother like daughter. Her mother met Russell allegedly in her teens and he was 30. Yikes. Speaking of mother, Kimora actually responded to the news of this coming out. She had posted something in her Instagram stories. It was a video of a mother panda grabbing the baby panda by the back of the neck and carrying them like on some like bring yours over here type thing, like out here embarrassing me. And she wrote, on my last nerve right now. So her mood is like she want to go drag Aoki from St. Bart's. Like, come on, get your butt over here. Like, you're embarrassing me right now. Getting on my last nerve. And it shows the baby panda running back away from when the mom just dragged her from. But at the end of the day, once your kids become of a certain age, there's only but so much you could do. You could only like kind of guide them and give them advice, but they're gonna do what they want to do at the end of the day. And at least he got money. Is that a good thing to say? At least he got bank. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, as long as they're both adults, as long as he's not disrespecting her, he's treating her good or whatever, hey, it might not be for you, but hey. That's all I can say about it. Let's move on, though. What else are we talking about? Diddy and this investigation is still ongoing. And his homes were raided. We spoke about that a few weeks ago. And it's been a thing now in the blogs of people realizing that no one in the industry, any of his industry friends, have spoken out on his behalf. Almost everyone is like, on mute, it feels like. And prior to this, you know, people was outside. You seen Diddy out with everybody, like, you know, the parties, partying, you know, doing what they do. But everybody like hush hush right now. Stevie J is the only one that's kind of sticking beside him. And they're outside more and more now. It's just him and Stevie. It seemed like Stevie the one that got his back, but Diddy may have found a new ally, I guess, a new someone that's speaking out on his behalf. I don't know if he wants this person. It might not be the best person to be speaking out on your behalf, given the circumstances, but it's Kells, R. Kelly. From prison, he has spoken out. He did a chat with WAC 100 on Clubhouse, and he's basically saying he can't believe any of it. He said, the SHIT is crazy. MF is out here laughing and making comedian jokes and doing all the other SHIT on the radio and everything else. But they asked, could be next, he said. That's what's so effed up about it. They so stupid. They don't even realize the moves that's going on. I don't believe none of this-ish. You could tell me about Puffy. You could tell me about anybody. You could tell me on the news, the weather, the sky is blue. I'm not going to believe the ish because I'm in it now and I know what they did. So, yeah, Kells is speaking out and he's basically implying they did him wrong. He feels they're doing the same thing about Puff. And yeah, I mean, Do you feel, I don't know, would you want this support if you were Diddy? Would you want someone who's in prison right now for sex trafficking, which is what you're being accused of, underage acts with sex acts with underage people? It's so weird to try to like navigate this space of words I can't say, so that's why I'm kind of like fumbling over my words a little bit. But yeah, so to have someone who's currently serving time for some of the crimes you're being accused of, some of the allegations that you're facing, do you want that support? Or is it just like, or like, is any support good? You know, like, you want somebody to speak out for you. But hey, reading this though, it made me think of the interview R. Kelly did with Gayle. He was like, "That's so stupid. Why would I do that?" When he said, "They so stupid," I imagine him saying that like, "They so stupid." Hey, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. Despite the raids happening, despite all of the accusations, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. I said this all the time, and even past episodes, where there's smoke, there's fire. So there may be something in it, but we don't know exactly what. We just have to wait and see. It feels like every day some new developments are coming out. Something's being said. You got some experts that feel, because of the way the feds operate, that they are automatically, they have something on him, and there's almost a guaranteed indictment that's going to be happening sometime soon. And then you got people like me that feel like, I'm not so sure. Like, they still investigating. They're going to like try to find stuff, and pending what they find in that house, that's going to determine whether we have some charges filed or not. So we'll see. Which side you on? You feel like they got him and it's just a matter of time, or you feel like they just trying to find something? Let me know in the comment section. But yeah, Diddy has not responded to R. Kelly's comments as of yet. I doubt he would though, anyway. and of course he maintains his innocence amongst all of this. But yeah, let's move on. What else we talking about? Beyonce is out here breaking records with the release of this Cowboy Carter album. If you missed the last week's podcast, go check that out. I did a whole breakdown on the album and all of the historical little nuggets that's included in it. Be sure to check that out last week. This week, what I'm talking about is just the more history that's being made with this album that has taken the world by storm since its release last week or whatever. It's set to debut at number one on the Billboard charts. It's set to exceed the sales expectations that it originally had. I forget what it was originally scheduled to do, but right now, and this even this number, because these numbers were reported probably 4 or 5 days ago, so even this might have changed, but predicted first week sales, streaming plus sales, we're looking at almost 500,000, 405,000 units, that's streaming and sales. Pure sales, we're looking at 171,000, and that's high. In today's climate, where no one's buying albums anymore, everyone's streaming music, that's high. And of course, with those numbers, it's set to debut at number one on Billboard 200. So, fast shouts to Beyonce, yet another one under the belt, another hit album under the belt. So many people are praising Beyonce. I speak about a few of them. Magic Johnson, he named Beyonce the greatest in a post on social media. He said, Beyonce is only fitting that I recognize a living icon as the world tunes in to listen to your newest album, Cowboy Carter. He said, you are truly a multifaceted force with the dominating presence as a singer, songwriter, director, actress, record producer, and entrepreneur with over 160 million records sold, countless awards won, including a historical 32 Grammys. He said, featured in 8 movies. He went down the line, I'm realizing now. 2 fashion lines and now a new hair care line. It's impossible to argue that your influence on culture is irreplaceable. He said, you are women's history. Just like I say Michael Jackson is the greatest male entertainer of all time, you are the greatest female entertainer of all time. I'm looking forward to seeing how you bring more representation into the country genre and continue to use your platform to uplift and amplify the Black voice. Someone else who spoke out about the album, Miss Our Forever First Lady, Miss Michelle Obama. And she said, Beyonce changed the game with Cowboy Carter. She said, Beyonce, you are a record breaker and history maker with Cowboy Carter. You have changed the game once again by helping redefine a music genre and transform our culture. I'm so proud of you. She said, Cowboy Carter is a reminder that despite everything we've been through, to be heard, seen, and recognized, we can still dance, sing, and be who we are unapologetically. This album reminds us that we all have power. There's power in our history and our joy and in our votes. And we can use our own gifts and talents to make our voices heard on the issues that matter to us most. And then she went on to use this time to encourage people to vote. She said, together we can stand up for what we believe in. And we must do that at the ballot box this year. The issues that impact us most are on the ballot across the country, from equal pay and racial justice to reproductive health care and climate change. And as Queen Bee says at the end of Yaya, which is one of the songs on the album, we need to keep the faith and vote. Best shots to Michelle Obama for that. Paul McCartney, if you watched last week's podcast where I broke down the album, I spoke about one of the covers Beyonce did on the album of the song Blackbird, which was originally a Beatles song, and what Paul McCartney said at that time, why he wrote it, and it wasn't about a bird, but he more so was looking at it as a Black woman that he was speaking to. He showed his love for Beyonce's cover. He said, I am so happy with Beyonce's version of my song, Blackbird. I think she does a magnificent version of it, and it reinforces the civil rights message that inspired me to write the song in the first place. I think Beyonce has done a fab version and will argue anyone who has not heard it yet to check it out. You are going to love it. He went on to say, I spoke to her on FaceTime and she thanked me for writing it and letting her do it. I told her the pleasure was all mine and I thought she had done a killer version of the song. When I saw the footage on the television in the early 60s of the Black girls being turned away from school, I found it shocking. And I can't believe that still in these days, there are places where this kind of thing is happening right now. Anything my song and Beyonce's fabulous version can do to ease racial tension would be a great thing and makes me very proud. Got that stamp of approval from the man who wrote it himself, Blackbird. And Beyonce's version, as I spoke last week, features 4 Black country female artists that are just like, you know, starting out or may not have like the recognition that they may, the full potential of their careers yet. They may not have reached Tana Adele, Britney Spencer, Raina Roberts, and Tiara Kennedy. So yeah. Another thing that's historic in this album is Beyonce boost Levi's stock by 20%. She has a song on the album with Post Malone called Levi's Jeans, and apparently people was hitting up Levi's to get their own pair. I don't know, maybe to do TikTok videos in them or just to get ready for whenever they get to see it live, they're gonna be rocking them. I don't know, but Levi's stock went up 20%, and Levi's is taking part in they're reveling in the success of that. they actually changed their Instagram picture to, it's still the Levi's logo, but it's spelled the way Beyonce spells it on her album. If you notice on her album, since it's from Act Two, every song that has I included, the letter I, it's two I's, it's double. So, you know, so Levi's jeans is spelled L-E-V-I-I. And they changed their logo to reflect that. I'm like, yo, that's epic. That's epic. The CEO of Levi's, Michelle Grass, said, I would just say that denim is having a moment and the Levi's brand is having a powerful moment around the world. One of the things that's really is significant about the Levi's brand, and we place a lot of emphasis and investment and is making sure that the Levi's brand remain in the center of culture. And I don't think there's any better evidence or proof point than having someone like Beyonce, who was a culture shaper, to actually name a song after us. So yeah, that's dope. And Levi's jeans is definitely one of the top songs on the album. It's definitely top five in my opinion. So if you're checking out the album for the first time, Levi's jeans is one of them ones, for sure. Definitely top five. That's epic though, right? To have a brand like Levi's change their logo to reflect your spelling of it. And then to boost the stock by 20%. It's like, what? It's crazy. Beyonce actually just received the Innovator Award at the iHeartRadio Music Awards last week. And I'm going to read a little bit of her speech that she gave. She said, being an innovator is saying what everyone believes is impossible. Being an innovator often means being criticized, which often will test your mental strength. Being an innovator is leaning on faith and trusting that God will catch you and guide you. She said, to all the record labels, every radio station, every award show, my hope is that we're more open to the joy and liberation that comes from enjoying art with no preconceived notions. And then she went on to shout out a bunch of the people who, you know, opened the door for her and set that path. She said, I want to dedicate this award to all of the innovators who have dedicated their lives and their art to creating a shift. So thank you for your sacrifices, your powerful voices, and your dauntless spirits. Thank you to Rosetta Tharpe, Miss Tracy Chapman, Linda Martell, Prince, Stevie Wonder, Andre 3000, Tina Turner, and Michael Jackson, and so many more who have defied any label placed upon them. Thank you for executing your dreams so we all could follow. And that award was one of the biggest awards of the night at the iHeartRadio Music Awards. And it's epic. It's epic. There's rumors of a tour. The Dream, who is one of Beyonce's longtime collaborators, he worked on probably damn near every song on this album. He tweeted out, so proud, BB, let's go. This tour is going to be incredible. And tour? That's where everybody wondering, like, tour? Word? Like, Beyonce just came off tour, but if The Dream is saying it, hey, maybe there's something there. Beyonce might just be going back out on the road. We'll see what happens. That would be wild, though, in my opinion. Like, to just come off of a massive tour as the one she just did to go right back out. And I've never been on a tour, but I heard that they are pretty, like, draining at times, like to be going from city to city like that. So to jump right back out there, Beyonce will really be considered the hardest working woman show business, for sure. I'm sure the fans would love it if it were to happen. But yeah, fat shouts to Beyonce. If you haven't heard Cowboy Carter yet, check it out. Last but not least, we're going to move on. What's hot in these blogs? There's a petition. I don't know if you guys seen the trailer yet. If you haven't, check it out. It's an animated reboot of the show Good Times. And it's on Netflix. It's going to be coming to Netflix on April 12th. But But there's some people who's not feeling it. And they actually launched a petition to boycott it, calling it culturally destructive. And some of the cast members actually spoke out as well. The show is created by Carl Jones, who is known for the series The Boondocks. You know how controversial The Boondocks is. So this is in that vein, I guess. May not be as like daring or whatever, but it's there. But it's also executive produced by a lot of other people, including Norman Lear, who was the original screenwriter and creator of the original Good Times, Seth MacFarlane, Steph Curry. And then you got people, big names that's voicing the cast, Yvette Nicole Brown, Wanda Sykes, Jay Farrell, and Marseille Martin. And when I first seen this trailer, I'm like, nah, count me in. Immediately, I want to watch. Immediately. But some people are on the fence about it, apparently. So some of the fans of the original Good Times, and I should also point out, even though it's called Good Times, I didn't realize that it was a reboot of the original, like a new spin on it. I thought they were just stealing the name and calling it Good Times. That's just what I thought when I first seen it. But yeah, it's a reboot. And some longtime fans of the original Good Times show is not feeling it. They've been on the fence about it ever since it was even announced that it would be a reboot. And they're judging it because they're saying that it's filled with racial slurs, sexual innuendos, violent references, and more. And some of them launched a petition on change.org. And the petition says, the new Good Times animated series on Netflix is a glorified, stereotypical show that has damaged the image of the original Good Times family show. It promotes violence, culture destruction of the Black community, and alcohol abuse. It's time to put a stop to this nonsense that is portraying Black Americans in a negative light through these shows. And it has garnered, last I checked, over 2,000 signatures, which is a small amount in a grand scheme, but at least 2,000 people agree. I'm not one of those. But one of the original cast members of the show actually feels a way about it as well. The one who played Thelma Evans, Bernadette Stannis is her real name. She played Thelma in the original sitcom. She said, I did not know it was going to be the way it is. I thought it was going to be different. She said, I guess they figured if you put us in there, it wouldn't look so bad or whatever, because she actually voiced a small part in it. And she didn't know at the time. She probably just thought it was going to be all like cheering and like, you know. John Amos, he was one of the original leading characters on the Good Times. He's kind of more on the neutral side. He played James Evans Sr. in the original. He said, I really can't form an opinion as I've not seen any of the episodes yet. Norman and the entire cast and company set the bar pretty high in the 70s. They'll have a hard time reaching that level of entertainment and education. I wish them the best. I see people aspiring to that, but I don't see anybody reaching that goal, especially in an animated version. So he's more neutral. Bernadette, AKA Thelma, she's not with it. And you got 2,000 people that signed this petition that's not with it. I'm with it. Count me in. It's funny. I don't take it that seriously. I didn't expect it to give what it gave when you watch the trailer, but it was enough for me to be like, oh, nah, I'm in it. It's funny at the end of the day. Someone said, meanwhile, Jimmy Walker, AKA JJ from Good Times, said they caught backlash as well in the 70s to the point where you rarely saw another poor Black family on television again. He claims Married with Children was originally supposed to be a Black family, but due to the backlash of Good Times, they opted to make it a white family. That's very interesting. I like it. Check it out for yourself. Check out the trailer. It's set to premiere on April 12th. Jimmy Walker said that a few years ago. Just throw that in there. But yeah, April 12th, which is this week coming up. I lost track of the days. Yeah, today's the 7th or 8th, depending when you're watching this. So it's coming up this week, and I'm with it. Check out the trailer. It's funny to me. I ain't take it that serious. I don't think it's culturally destructive. We black. I mean, at the end of the day, is what a lot of the stuff is just poking fun at some of the, it might be poking fun at the stereotypes, but it's funny. It's funny to me. Yeah, I'm all in. But yeah, I think that's going to conclude what's hot in the blogs for this week. Normally, I get into what blows mine. I'm trying to think before I even go there, what do I have that blows mine for this week? What blows mine? I feel like I had something, but it's one of those things where if I don't write it down, I'm probably not going to remember come Sunday when I'm doing this show. So yeah, I don't got nothing for this week. So we're going to skip what blows mine for this week. But in the meantime, in between time, be sure to follow us on social media. At Hollywood and Friends is the Instagram page, and facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. You can even email us, HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Follow me on social media at I Am Hollywood, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know, all that good stuff. And follow my producer, Stacy, over here at Hampton Blue Network across all platforms. Just remember, BLU is how you spell blue. Appreciate you for listening, however you're listening. And until next time, deuces.
Let me show you off, take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. We could go to Paris, let me show you the lavish. Ain't no need to pack, we can shout where we landed. Get you well established, upgrading your status. Then we hit the Eiffel for dinner when you famished. We could go to Spain, Barcelona, Senorita. I'll show you a un buen momento. And we don't gotta rush a thing, despacito. Just wanna spend my time contigo, tigo.
So I'm a one, true beauty, and is that the finest thing all around the world? No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just why you give me girl. So I'm a one, true beauty, and is that the finest thing all around the world? No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just why you be my girl.
Come on now, let me show you walk. Take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Take you on a cruise to the carnival, Barbados, crop over yo, yeah. Or Trinidad, Tobago too. We could island hop like we kangaroos. We could go to Jamaica, hit Ocho Rios, lounge with the locals, eat like the people. Hey. Island tings, rum punch and mojito, wah, wah. Then watch the sunset from a gazebo. Zebo.
Coast to coast, grand banana, hey. Jamaica, the land where we wanna. She take a full line for me marijuana. Yeah. She then yard, she know I'm creating a drama. Hey. No. African queen girl. Chip in my ride, your body clean like this, bruh. Let me take your pan to a girl.
What you mean you just got this passport? She only got one stamp in it. Let's change that.
So I'm a one, true beauty, and is that the finest thing all around the world? No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just why you be my guy. So I'm a one, true beauty, and is that the finest thing all around the world? You choose anything you want, but just why you be my girl.
Come on now, let me show you off. Take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats.